I wanna know you.
Grace and blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. There are three things that you and I must do to make sure that we go to heaven after we die. So far in these broadcasts, we've discussed the first two, which is that to go to heaven, you must believe in Jesus and you must also behave like Jesus. I said that the journey to heaven begins at the cross. It starts by you believing in what the Lord Jesus Christ did for you when he was crucified on Calvary Street. On that glorious day, the Bible says in Romans 4:25, and I'm going to be reading from the Complete Jewish Version of the Bible, it said that Jesus was delivered over to death because of our offenses and raised to life in order to make us righteous. So the moment you believe in this, you believe in Jesus, you believe in what he did for you, that he was delivered over to death because of your sins, and he was raised to life in order to make you righteous, you will become saved. Saved from what? Saved from the power of sin, as well as the punishment of sin, which is eternal condemnation in hell fire. Romans 10:9-10 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so if you can believe that Jesus was raised from the dead by the Father to save you from your sin, you will be saved. That faith that you place in Jesus will save you from the power of sin as well as the punishment of sin. Also, in John 3:16, we read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish," that is, should not perish in hell, "but have everlasting life in heaven." So, if you want to go to heaven after you die, you must first believe in the Lord Jesus. Believe in what he did for you on the cross of Calvary. However, as we discovered last week, it is not enough for you to just believe in Jesus. If you really want to go to heaven after you die, you must also behave like him. You must back your faith with action. James chapter 2, verse 14 says, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can belief alone save him?" Verse 17 says, "Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." And so if you claim to believe God, you claim to believe in Jesus, but you're not backing your faith with good works, you're not backing your faith with actions, such a belief is useless to you. Such a belief will not do you any good. Such a belief is not strong enough to get you into heaven. Let's continue reading from verse 18. "For someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.'" So your behavior is a true proof of your belief. It's an indication that your belief is genuine. So if you claim to believe in Jesus, but you're not behaving like him, then your faith is not genuine and it's not going to get you to heaven. Look at what it says in verse 19. "You believe that there is one God." You do well. You do well to believe God. But listen to this. "Even the demons believe and tremble." So it's really not a big deal that you believe in Jesus. Demons believe in Jesus too. However, they do not behave like Jesus. That is what makes us different. And so you're not a true believer until you start behaving like Jesus. Look at what verse 20 says. It says, "But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Belief without behavior is useless. Was not Abraham our father justified by works?" You know, you hear a lot of talk about being justified by faith, and that is true. But it's not just any kind of faith. It is faith that is backed by works. And so verse 22 says, faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect. And so Abraham's faith was made perfect because it was backed with good works. If you claim to believe in the Lord Jesus, your belief must be backed up with good behavior. You must behave exactly like Jesus Christ. Verse 23 says, and the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Listen to this, friend. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. What will make you justified and stand uncondemned before God is not just the fact that you claim to believe in Jesus, but the fact that you believe in Jesus and you back your faith with works. You back your belief with behavior, Christ-like behavior. Verse 26 concludes saying, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. The Living Bible translation says, just as the body is dead when there is no spirit in it, so faith is dead if it is not the kind that results in good deeds. So if you have, or if you claim to have faith, but that faith does not result in good deeds, that faith is not changing your behavior, then it's dead faith. It's useless faith. It's not the kind of faith that can get you to heaven. The kind of faith that will get you to heaven is faith that is backed by good deeds. That's what the Bible says. It says faith is dead if it is not the kind that results in good deeds. So your faith in Jesus must produce good deeds, or else it is dead and useless. Make no mistake about it, beloved. Anyone who claims to have faith in Jesus but is not living a righteous life will not make it to heaven. Remember what Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 7, 21 through 23. He said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Not everyone that claims faith in me will make it to heaven. Only those who that faith produces good deeds in their life. Verse 22 says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So if you claim to believe in Jesus, but your behavior is lawless behavior, sinful behavior, Jesus is going to have to turn you away at the gate of heaven. Dear friend, make no mistake about it. No one who practices a lifestyle of lawlessness or sin will ever make it to heaven. I don't care how much you profess faith in Christ. If your lifestyle is that of sin, is that of constant disobedience and disregard to the word and the holy standard of God, you cannot make it to heaven. Do not let anyone deceive you with a false teaching that all you need to do is just to believe. I read it to you from James 2. Even the devils believe in Jesus. What makes the difference between that kind of faith and true faith is faith that produces good deeds. Anyone who keeps on investing in a lifestyle of sin will ultimately reap an eternity in hell. The Bible says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will reap. So if you keep on sowing into a life of sin, you will reap an eternity in hell. But if you keep on sowing in a lifestyle of holiness, you will surely reap an eternity in heaven. Beloved, I plead with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please take the matter of holiness seriously. If you are serious about going to heaven after you die, you must be serious about living a holy life while you are on this earth. Hebrews 12:14 says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. You must not allow sin a moment's place in your life. And if you do fall into sin at any time, you must be quick to repent. Do not hide your sin. Confess it immediately to the Lord so that he can forgive you and so that he can cleanse you. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Prove by your actions that you truly believe in Jesus. Do not just say that you are a Christian. Act like a Christian. Don't just talk the talk. Walk the walk. Colossians 2:6 says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. The New Living Translation says, continue to follow him. If you have accepted Jesus as your Lord, continue to follow him. Do not let your commitment to Christ end at the altar. After you have answered the altar call, after you've professed faith in Christ, follow him. Follow his steps. Be holy as he is holy. Be righteous as he is righteous. And the Holy Spirit of the living God will help you and me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, beloved, that's all the time we have for today. Please tune in next time as we discuss the third important thing that you and I must do to go to the place called heaven. Till then, remain richly blessed and heaven bound. Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org. I want to know.